And I'm pleased to say my guests have arrived. It's Annette and Sam Craddock. Good afternoon, both of you.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming. It's very exciting. Let's talk to Sam first. Sam, you're going to be taking part in the Special Olympics, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
What are you going to be doing?
I'm doing the burning with Jake. I keep him fit and keep him swimming good. And Sansbury is good at swimming. They show people make some money, raising money for lots of people making. And Jake's a special man, but me and Jake, we're going to build an ambition in the Birmingham, lots of countries in the Birmingham, people, and now you're the sport group and team.
Because Annette.
So we're off to Birmingham in August. So very excited.
I mean, yeah. It must be quite an event, quite a lot for Sam to actually qualify for the Special Olympics.
It is, absolutely. We were thrilled to make a connection with the Wild Shark Swim Club of Shaftesbury, and they managed to get an affiliation with the Special Olympics organisation, and then they managed to register both Sam and Jake in a very short, very tight time scale, and within a few weeks, we're able to get the confirmation that they got places. So that was really exciting. Mm. So now they're working hard, upping their training schedules and working on their diving and the strokes and the speed to make sure that they're right for August. So very exciting.
So the other person is Jake Binns.
Yes, Jake. Yeah, he and his family live in Shaftesbury. And he's been wanting to get to the Special Olympics for about 8 years. And because of COVID and other things, he wasn't swimming for a couple of years, and his aim has always been to go to the Special Olympics. So for them to have a link with this swimming club in Shaftesbury was a huge thing, and for Sam now to join Jake in this in the Summer Games in August is really, really exciting. So we're really thrilled.
Yeah, you must be very excited, Sam.
Yes, I am.
You like all sorts of different sports as well. What else do you do apart from swimming?
I really like to be running.
Running? Did you say basketball a minute ago as well?
Basketball.
Table tennis, was it?
Yeah, it is table tennis. I've been a best Olympic. A best chaplain in the world.
And so what sort of training is Sam and Jake having to do then?
Well, we're having some extra training sessions with the swim club up in Shaftesbury on a Saturday, but they also train with Dorchester Masters at the Dorchester Sports Centre on a Thursday night, and so that's really good. They're really inclusive and really supportive in helping them to with their stroke and the speed and everything. So that's really helping.
Is there a particular style of swimming that they do, or?
Well, they're each of them only allowed just two events. So Sam's doing an 100 IM and a 50 metre freestyle, and I think Jake is doing a butterfly and a breaststroke, I believe.
Wow, yeah.
But they're only allowed two events over the 5 days.
Mm-hmm. And so are people competing from all over the world?
It's just from the UK.
Just the UK, this is. So how many people take part in all of this? Is it a lot?
Really, I've no idea. This is all new to me. I've no idea. So yeah, it's all going to be a huge adventure for us all, really. So
we should mention, is it the Wild Shark Swim Club?
Yes,
They've got the big part in all of this.
Huge, huge part, yes. I mean, without them getting the affiliation to Special Olympics, we wouldn't be in this position that we're in now. So we're really hugely grateful to Laura and her team, who are actually going to support the boys poolside, and they're going to enable myself and Jake and his mum and dad to actually be in the gallery watching and cheering on, which is a really rare thing, because usually we're poolside supporting the boys, but now they're going to have a proper coach and a first aider poolside with them. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a great event. You know, we can actually be there cheering. We've got our banner ready. And
it sounds fantastic. I mean, it's the taking part is the main thing, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it's great. The whole we have to be there on the first day for like getting used to affiliation, sort of getting used to the scenario, and then racing starts on day two,
right,
and then we have to be there for the final ceremony on the last day. So it's a full 5 days.
Yeah, and I think Jake wants to, Sam wants to say something else.
Well, we make some money for Special Olympics If I'm Sam or Jake's waiting voting for me, Jake, make some money and bullion. We're making things to do. Keep swimming.
That's right. We are fundraising, aren't we? We're fundraising a lot to get you there.
And when we went to the Special Olympics, we needed bullion. In lots of countries. Maybe lot be England, lots of countries. And we've got lots of things to do in Mayside in the team.
Mm-hmm. So when is the Special Olympics?
We go up on the 23rd of August. Mm-hmm. And we come back. Is it the 23rd or the 25th? Might be the 25th. And then we come back on the 30th.
And tell us about the fundraising events you've got coming up.
Well, we have a GoFundMe campaign at the moment, which is ticking along all right. Okay. The Swim Club have a big fundraising day on the 12th of July in Shaftesbury. And Jake's mum and dad are organising a cheese and wine event also in Shaftesbury on the 9th of July. And I'm organising a sponsored swim at the Dorchester Pool on the 18th of July, which I'm looking for swimmers. So if there's anybody out there who can swim a few lengths, then please do get in touch. And there's posters up at the swimming, up at the centre. And we would really appreciate lots of people to come and support and help us.
Yeah, it'd be great. Now, can you come back after the Special Olympics and let us know how you get on?
Yes, we will.
Absolutely.
I'll make everybody proud.
Yes, yeah.
Make some money.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, many thanks, Sam and Annette.
Okay. Thank you very much for having us.
Okay, pleasure. Cheers.
Thank you.